You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, so welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast. This is your host, with the mostest, blondish hair. Hey guys, so I wanted to dedicate this episode for all of the new hairdressers in the world. And I'm going to go across the full gamut and spectrum. Some people won't like it, some people will like it. I just want to let you know, no matter where you are on your hair journey, if you're a YouTube University hairstylist, if you are thinking about going to cosmetology school, if you're a beauty professional that's in school right now, I want to talk to you. I firmly believe in going to beauty school, getting your cosmetology license wherever you are. And if you are a wig maker who wants to up your skills, I would go get your cosmetology license. You will have a better understanding. You will be able to make a better product. And you will have more resources for yourself. If you're just starting out, yes, everything, you can learn everything online, 100%. You need the piece of paper to get in with people. I don't want that to be the deterring factor of it. If that is like it's between you and someone else, and I get your resume on my computer, or you're recommended to me, who's licensed? You may be an amazing hairdresser. You may be an amazing wig artist. That's where it, like it's not even union at that point. It's, are you licensed? Can you cut hair? Can you touch someone's head? So I just want to throw that out there to you. I know it will be daunting. It's school. I know. I hope you go into it with trying to get as much information as you possibly can. And when I say information, like info, like, I mean, ask questions. Like, I know it's mostly about sanitation and the diseases and the body and how the body works. We are the only profession that can cut something off of someone besides a doctor. Okay? You have to go to school to be a doctor. You have to go to school to cut hair. Yes, we are in an art field, a beauty field, but we need to have it. Okay, I firmly believe in it. I don't want to rag on people who have not gone to cosmetology school, but you can. There is the doors open more, you know, just like education from like trainings. Like when you have CPR training, you're like more hireable. I'm OSHA certified, for crying out loud. Like legit, OSHA, O-S-H-A. Certified 10. Yep, took the class. Especially now with COVID here, the education, the knowledge, all of the things that you could possibly need, you need to have. It is not the time to just try to slip your way through. So I'm not pushing cosmetology school because I work for any of them. Okay. I hope some of you know that I do talks into beauty schools. I love going to beauty schools and inspiring them. And I want to inspire you to make sure you set yourself up for success in the long haul. No matter where you want to go in life. If it's in school, if it's on the screen, if it's on Broadway, if it's on a television show, if it's working in a shop, you could do it all. Okay. So I want you to really, like, I'm really talking to you, like, don't not do it because you don't have to. Do it because you want to. Do it because you want to have the most information, the best information. For yourself and for your clients. Okay? So this is something that it's always debated. I know some states are even thinking about getting rid of licensing. I totally disagree. I'm taking the stand. So I want you to really take it in consideration how you want to be perceived. Because even if the licensing system does go away, or the hours get reduced, or whatever it may be, you were still licensed. Okay, so still, I will look for that no matter what. Whether it goes away today, tomorrow, 10 years, 50 years from now, because you know I'm not going nowhere. So for me, I want you to have as much information as you can to making the best decisions of your life. Okay, that is what I want. So I want you to take that as you will. And if you're going through school now and you're in that halfway point, or even if you're just starting, be a sponge. Absorb as much information from your teachers, from the books, ask questions. Like, yeah, get creative. Remember, I'm just going to throw this out there for you. Creative roller setting. Period styling, because literally, Milady is set up for a period style in 1920, all right? So if you master all those skills, you will be a better fit for something, a project that I could be on, okay? So please take it into consideration. I'm very excited for where you're going to go in life and what you're going to do and how you're going to bring light and art and entertainment and fulfilling people's needs for feeling beautiful and or feeling ugly. You know, I have to make people look ugly too. Very bad day in my life. But you can completely do it. And if you are an old timer, I'm getting there. Or my back says I'm getting there. And my hands say I'm getting there. But I please inspire the generations. Please help people, like really help them. I know you remember how it was. I mean, I know how it was, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want to inspire people. I want people to want to go into my field. I want people to do better than me. I want people to take things and like run with them and like create their own, being able to work creatively, supporting what they do. And that could be a get in the gamut across the board. Remember, there's niches. There's so many niches. If it's wigs, if it's for just people with cancer, just with people with thinning hair, you can go into just business for hair enhancements. You could just go in for cutting. You can just go in for coloring. Like, the options are endless. And if you are in the field and you're feeling a little stuck, just remember you can try something new. There is always some education out there that you can master your skills. You can always play on your friend's hair. And now, more than ever, there's hair to do it. Everyone's hair has been growing and growing. Get them. Get these great before and after photos. All right? So, all right. I'm going to get off my soapbox because I kind of went to the left of this, as always. So, make sure you take what you need and create what you want. I'm your number one hair cheerleader, literally. Find me on social media. You know I'm going to rah-rah shishkumba. So please, 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 please do something that's going to make yourself better for the future you. Till next time, it's Daniel Coy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wig Hackers. Did you get a chuckle out of this one? If you could hit that 5-star rating and share with your friends and coworkers, that'd be great. You never know who you're inspiring in the world, and I hope I'm inspiring you. Can't wait to have you laugh with me or at me on the next episode. Till then. This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.